The beginning of the Sikh on Sif Aleph, the Rebbe brings that there's a klal, haklal hamuvin midivri ha-tesvus. It's a klal which is understood from tesvus. Shebishtei tevis, if you have two words, it's in a Mishnah, is ha-seidru zu ve'in tzorech le'merzu. The seidru would be zu ve'in tzorech le'merzu, as opposed to le'zu avzu. B'meil hamuvin, shetzrichim lishnes tchila hadin, sheyesh b'chidush yesa. So just the touch of the words, we said it. But again, there's a musik called Zu Ve'in Tzorech Leimer Zu. There's a musik called Leizu Avzu and Zu Ve'in Tzorech Leimer Zu. By both of them, the pshat is that really from one, we'd be able to know the other. The question is, do we say the poshita one? And then we say the bigger chiddush, even though from the bigger chiddush you really could have avoided saying the first din. That's called Leizu Avzu. Or fakert, you say the chiddush, and really there's no need already to mention the second din, and that zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu. So normally in a regular Mishnah, the seder of lezu avzu is regular, is very regular, and zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu is bechlal not regular, as the Rebbe brings over here in the Shulia Gilyan, that zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu is a deichik. That's in a regular Mishnah, which means it's not two words, but two sentences. Masha'engi, when we're dealing with two words, so over there, the seder would be, if you have two words, the seder would be zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu, but not lezu avzu. That's what it says in Tosfos. That's what the Rebbe is saying, is moving midivrei ha-Tosfos. And then the Rebbe continues, memeila moving nacha chidush, that if you have two words, that's not bebchinas, so to speak, that one could be without the other, you need them both. But the question is, which one should be first? So just like we say that when it's a question of zu lezu avzu, or zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu, so lezu avzu is more acceptable than lezu zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu is more acceptable than lezu avzu. Why? Because over here the bigger chiddush is first and the smaller chiddush is second. So al derech ze bechlal, when it's not bebchinas zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu, it's bebchinas that you need them both. But on the other hand, the question which one should be first. So on that, the klal is that the greater chiddush should say before the second chiddush. That's what it says in the Pnim. Now where is this Tosfos? Why that moving midivrei ha-Tosfos? So the Rebbe brings in the order 7 that the Tosfos in Kedushin, in beginning of the second period of Kedushin, it says over there, Ha'ish Mekadosh Bei U'Bishluchei. So the Gemara asks, Hashta Bishluchei Bei Mi Boi? What do we need Boi? So on that, Tesis asks, L'chura, maybe Taka, you Taka don't need Boi after you have Bishluchei, but we have a klal of Lezu Avzu. So on that, Tesis says, no, you don't say Lezu Avzu by two words. By two words, you don't say Lezu Avzu. Now there's other Tesis that say, by two words, it says that over there the klal is tesis and shvus. That over there the klal is zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu. So we see that there is a musik of having two words, which is zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu. But over here to say that it's a seder of lezu avzu, tesis says that's not acceptable. In two words, you won't say lezu avzu. So that's the pshat and what the Rebbe is saying in the pnim, that by two words we don't say Lezu avzu, but you'd rather say zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu. If you have two words and saying zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu, that is acceptable. But lezu avzu is not acceptable. So here let's take a look in the Oris 7. Brings the Tosfos. It says, umistimas. Now the Rebbe is like saying, continuing. By zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu over there, the Pshar is you're saying a chidush, and you're saying a second din, which is really nichlal in the first din. And that's acceptable. Masha'inkin faker, to say lezu avzu is not acceptable. What about in a case when you're saying two dinim, that they're both of them are necessary? It's not bebchinas zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu. So the Rebbe is saying over there, poshut, that also it makes sense. Just like over here we say that we'd rather have lezu avzu, ech min zu ve'in tzorech leimer zu. That is acceptable. And lezu avzu is not acceptable. So what's the pshat? The Havanas Hadvarim is because when you have two words, you have to have the bigger Chiddush first. You have to have the bigger Chiddush first. So Al Derech Zeh, if you have two two dinim, which are being brought out in two words. And what is the greater chiddush and what is the smaller chiddush? So over here also you write the bigger chiddush and then the smaller chiddush, even though it's not bebchinas zuv ein tzarech le'mersu. That's luchura what says over here. Nachama. So let's read the ha'ara. He says he brings chiddushim emalef and he tzeichens to look in. I think it should be darki shalom. By me it says divri shalom. I think maybe it should be darki shalom. And umistimas loshna tesu shom. The tesu says lezu avzu lishayach lishnui elu b'shtei bovis. Avul b'shtei teves le. By two words you don't say. You wouldn't say lezu avzu is mashma sheklal ze the b'shtei teves le amrin lezu avzu. That after you'd have the second, you'd be able to figure out the first bederach meila. Vein tzorich l'shnei siklal. Al derech kushis agemara shom. The hashtu b'shluchim mikadosh boi mi boi. The boi lehavel el misne klal. Kiven the adin neisim mi b'shluchim. Not only then don't you say zu lezu avzu. Elagam benidne shebechol efen tzorich l'shnei sadin abeis. Ke'enim muvim bederach meila midino aleph. Is le'amrina lezu avzu. So the Rebbe is saying, when Tesu says over there, you don't say lezu avzu b'shtei tevis, lezu avzu normally means that be'emes after the second, you don't need the first. But, and then there's a musig where you have a smaller chiddush and a bigger chiddush. So the Rebbe is saying, the nekudas of the vart is, you don't, when you're saying two dinim, you don't say first the smaller chiddush and then the bigger chiddush. You'd say first the bigger chiddush and then the smaller chiddush. And l'chura that's muchach by the fact that zuv ein tzorech leimer zu is acceptable. That's what Tesu says in Shavuos by two words. Mashein ki leizu avzu. Tesu is saying over here it's not acceptable, and that's why the Gemara is asking Akasha hashta bishluchim mikadosh boi mi boi, and you can't answer leizu avzu. So you shein achiddush tchila. That's it. And then the Rebbe says v'yashleima why. Maybe it's al derech kivin the asim midrashe chavivolei. Then, aval abizet tzarchin says the gam b'shtei bavis tzarich liyaskei. Then the Rebbe says, vafilim tinsleim. Now this is vafilim tinsleim. I don't chap really. Vafilim tinsleim da kavona, which is really what says in Mefarshim. The bebeis tevis tzarich lishnis rakachidush. Now what does tesis mean? Tesis says bebeis tevis. Pasnished to say lezu avzu. And what should have it said? It should say only one. What do you mean only one? What touch only one? In other words, it shouldn't say bepchina zuv ein tzarech lemezu either. Say enochinami. So on that, the Rebbe says, you're right. In a case where one is known from the other, in other words, you could figure out the boy from the bishluchai. So then the pshat and the kasha is, you can't say lezu avzu, and you also can't say zuvein tzorech lemerzu, because it's not necessary. So what should have it said? It should have said only one. Masha'enkin in a case where you have to say both, so in such a case, it makes sense that you just say first the chiddush and then the not chiddush. So I don't chapsach in two things. First of all, what other kavana could there be in Tesus? I mean, Tesus, the Rebbe brings in the Shuli Agilion, in the first part of the Ahara, he brought the first Shuli Agilion on this Ahara, he brings Ein Lema, the Kushis HaGemara, the Havel Lema, B'Sei the Hafuch. No, the Kushis HaGemara wasn't, why does it say, Boy, B'Shluchi, it should have said B'Shluchi, Boy. That's not a Kasha. The Kashas could only be, why does it only, it should have only said B'Shluchi. So that's clearly what the kasha of the Gemara is. That the kasha of the Gemara is that it should have only said b'shluchim. And on that, Tesus is asking, what's the big kasha? L'chura, there's a musik called zuvei tzorech le'mrzu. So on that, the Gemara is, on that Tesus answers, no, the pastor zuvei tzorech le'mrzu. You don't say zuvei tzorech le'mrzu. So Melo, what's the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is that it should have only said b'shluchim. The kasha of the Gemara is not that it should have said zuv ein tzarech lemerzu. The kasha of the Gemara is that the baal sepastach nisht lezu avzu. I'm sorry, sepastach nisht lezu avzu. So therefore, should have only said bishluchi lechura. That's pshat and Tesus's kasha based on that har. Ein achinami in certain places where beferish it says zu ve'in tzarech lemer zu. So over there, we know that first they say the bigger chiddush, and then they say the smaller chiddush, and it's not gefarlich, even though it's a deichik. But alupel, that's the pshat. That's not such a kasha. But when you have fakert, you have the smaller chiddush, the smaller chiddush, and then the bigger chiddush. And after, for the bigger chiddush, we could have known the smaller chiddush. So the kasha is, it should only say the bigger chiddush, not the smaller chiddush, and that's it. And that would have been the yet. If the Mishnah would have written, so it could be there wouldn't be any kasha of the Gemara. But since over here it says fakert, and mele there's no havana, unless it's lezu avzu, and that kleptnish by base tevis, mele the Gemara is asking, so why does it say both words? That's lechura the pshat. So what's the vafilim timtzalemer? Lechura, that's the pshat. Fish, maybe someone will explain it. Yeah, but I'll call upon him that, because lechura you could tie the fakert, you could tie. The Rebbe is maintaining that the yisod of this klal, that you don't say bebeis tevis, lezu avzu, is because you always have to have the bigger chiddush first. That's l'chura the yisod of the klal. I mean, if you're going to say l'moshel, it's a klal that you don't have lezu avzu by two words, without telling us why that klal is true. So then, then you can't build this rule. The Rebbe's l'chura, the whole rule of the Rebbe is based on the idea that we understand that lezu avzu means, because the rule is that you can't have the bigger smaller chiddush before the bigger chiddush if you're saying it together. Masha'inkim by zu ve'in tzorach lemer zu snish gefarlach, because over there you have the bigger chiddush and then you have the smaller chiddush. L'chura, that's what Tesis is, that's what the Rebbe, L'chura, based on the two Tesis in her nose, the fact, knows other Rebbe, because Zu, Ve'in Tzorech Lemer Zu, is acceptable, b'di'evet, and Le'zu Avzu is not acceptable, what's the takavana? So the avana is, because when you have two words together, it doesn't make sense that you say first the smaller Chiddush and then the bigger Chiddush. And that's why over here, Zu, Ve'in Tzorech Lemer Zu is more acceptable then lezu avzu. That's l'chura d'avanas advar. And Memela says the Rebbe. So who adin, if you have two words, which are bechlal, are both necessary, it's not b'pchinas lezu, zu v'ein tzorech lemerzu, but nevertheless, it makes sense that you should have first the bigger chiddush and then the smaller chiddush. That's l'chura, what's going on. That's how the Rebbe is taking it from the taste. In other words, nachamo. Since we see that lezu avzu, we don't say, and zu v'ein tzorech lemerzu, we do say, that the Havana Sadvarim is that you have to say the bigger Chiddush first. That's L'chura, the Pshat. But what's the Afilu Imtim Tzalema, that Kavana? I'm not really sure what's the other option of the Kavana. I didn't understand that. That's been again this Ha'ara. There is Nacha Ha'ara that the Rebbe brings over here later on on Amud 17, in the Shuli, over there, the Rebbe is speaking about the Havana of the din of Kshira. That the gather of Kshira is that, not the Pshat is that there's the Maisa Kshira, and then there's Machshava that the Kshira should be La'ilam. But rather, this Machshava that it should be La'ilam is Be'etzim, the Etzim Inyan Kshira. That's what Kshira is about. And without that, it's Eime Beged the Malacha Klal in Ora 32. He says, he brings Ora 32. Bedugmas v'lei mamish mashakosav magad mishnah b'negeil umlechas tikin kli shimlein ischavon letach lezu Eime Beged the Malacha Klal afilu l'mandoam adovishen mischavon gam b'shabes osim in atele. So in other words, even if we'll assume that adovishen mischavon is osir, but nevertheless, there's certain things that if you don't have the kavana, it's not, when you do a maisa malacha, and then there's a musik called a maisa malacha plus a kavana. So the question is, although you didn't have kavana, but you had a maisa, you pulled a bench and you made a chritz, so you had a chritz, whether you had a kavana or you didn't have a kavana, it's irrelevant. Masha'inkin, the question is, if you had kavana, so that's a gather of einim ischavim. Masha'inkin, there's a musik called a certain kavana, which that, he says, tikkun keli, that if you didn't have the kavana for the tikkun keli, heisus nishkan tikkun keli, it's keli, nothing happened. That's, he brings the magnish, he says, bedugma v'lei mamish, that's what he says over here. And on that, There's in the Shuli Agilian, he brings over here, Yeshnam Areitzim Leimerkein, Gambu Negeinim Leches Tzeda. It's the Merkevus HaMishnah. That Belei Kavonu Lotzud Einze Begeder Tzeda Klal. So in other words, when you make Tzeda, so if you don't have Kavonu Lotzud, it's not Tzeda at all. In other words, the Geder of Tzeda is only if you capture something, but if you want to capture it. But if you don't want to capture it, it's not together of Einem Eschavn. It means you didn't capture it. It's Nishke Maisa Tzeda. Shechose B'mleches Machsheves. U'metarzim al pizeh kushis aran b'shabes. Al arajba b'pirish divi Yerushalmi. There's a ran in Shabbos over there where the ran brings Sof. Where is it? Sofa Eirik. The ran says in Sofa Eirik. This is in the Dafi, the old Dafi Arif. It's on Daf Lamed Cheso Medale from the Dafi Arif. So over there, there's a Maisa say, if a Tzvi ran into your house, and you close the door to your house, and you have Kavanah Shabbos, what's Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says over there, that it's Doima to Tzvi Shenichnas Labayis, V'no Alach B'fanov, where is it? That Yoshev Echad, I'm sorry. Holamazet Deima Lenail Basil Shomri Venimtsa Svi Shomer B'teichet. So the Mishnah speaks about Holamazet Deima Lenail Basil Shomri Venimtsa Svi Shomer B'teichet. So the Rashba says, Pshat, now Yishalmi, that the Havanas Advarim is that a person, a Tzvi, ran into his house and he closes the door to his house and he hasn't Zinin. Sigh to close the door for his house, and sigh to close the door for the tzvi. He has a zinn for both. So in such a case, so he's not chay for the tzvi, because since he also has a zinn to close the door for his house, that's not called a maisa tzida. That's what the Ran says pshat in Yerushalmi. And on that, the Rajba says pshat in Yerushalmi. And on that, the Ran says, Udvarav tmuim be'enei harbe. Heich efshe shafilu b'mischavim. Linil ba'de ba'ad ha-tzvi yehei muter. De b'nei shu tzorech linil be'sei natr le'lasis melacha b'shabes. A person opening his house, he's closing his house, and he's doing at the same time, he's closing his house, and his house is becoming, he has a closed house, which is important to him. And divinely, he also has a tzvi, and he has a zina for the tzvi. And nevertheless, he's putter on the tzvi. And that's what the Rashba says. And the Ram says he can't accept it. So on that, the Merkevus HaMishnah wants to say that the gather of HaKavonah by the Tzeda is a different gather of Kavonah. It's kilu, it's essential in the Malacha. And since your Kavonah is also Lishmer Beisei, it's not only for the Tzeda. So therefore, that's Kavonah that you have Lishmer Beisei is, and that's nothing wrong with that. So Memele doesn't have a din ki'ilu like you have a kavana lishmer for tzeda, because it's not an exclusive kavana for tzeda. Memele felt in the guf ha-melacha. But the nekudas advarim is again that the kavana for tzeda is essential for the meleches ha-tzeda, and over there is a bigger chiddush that not only kavana ha-tzeda, but it has to be an exclusive kavana ha-tzeda, or else it's not a ma'is ha-tzeda. That's basically what it says over there in the Merkevus HaMishnah. And on that, the Rebbe says, Avol Einikein, that he's not right, that through this Svara is not going to help, this Svara in Seda is not going to help us, Legabi, understanding this Rashba. Why? Because Mefurish Bebeitza, V'chei B'Shukhanor, V'Shukhanor Nozokim, Shemuter Lifreis Machzelus Al Gabi Kaverish Al Dvarim, you're allowed to put a cover, a Machzelus, a mat, on top of a Kaverish Al Dvarim, a beehive, U'Bilvad, you have to not have kavanah. And on that, the Rebbe is saying, "V'im b'lei kavanah ain't that say the klal idoch liich bislan mavip sekreishah." So, knows from that din that it's possible to be over on the isut seida without kavanah klal. The charaya that isut seida is not kavanah. The isut seida is the ma'isut seida, and without kavanah is a gather vein of mischaver, and therefore it can be sekreishah. So I'll call upon him, so the Rebbe is Shailul this Svara in Tzeda. So again, today I think, and they bring the marshal, if a person closes a refrigerator, and the Vaila, he's closing the refrigerator because he wants the refrigerator closed. And through closing the refrigerator, he's closing the light. So are we going to say that according to that Rashba, that since he's also closing the refrigerator to close the refrigerator and the light is happening memela, or the car, it's happening memela, the light. But he wants the light to close also. It's not only it's le nichale. He wants the light to close. So beifim kazeh, would one kavan be a shayla of this kavan? I think they bring this shayla, and they get this Rashba. I'll call upon him, that's a zaitik azach.